Must be coming at 8 o'clock maybe.
And looking towards the parasha, perhaps worthwhile to express a perspective which is mentioned in many svarim in many different varieties, but along the same lines, and that is, we deal with the concept of a Ravinu going through Nisyonis. Ravinu has 10 Nisyonis, and he overcomes them all. He rises to the challenge, he succeeds. The concept of Nisyon, we translate Nisyon as a test. Now, a test, the way we refer to it, is when a teacher has something, he teaches a class, and he would like to know exactly where the class is holding. He's lacking the information on the student, where the student is holding. He goes ahead and tests the student, and by way of the test, he will then see if the student has properly internalized the information. That only really works when the teacher is lacking information. HaKadosh Baruch Hu looks at the Avos, HaKadosh Baruch Hu looks at Ravinu, and he wants to test him. There's certainly no lack of idea by HaKadosh Baruch Hu if Ravinu will rise to the challenge. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is certainly aware before the Nisyonis whether or not Ravinu will rise to the challenge. So what exactly was the function of testing Ravinu out and seeing where he would go with it? Furthermore, the Ramban points out something that's pretty enigmatic. Ramban points out that the derech of HaKadosh Baruch Hu is not to test those who he is unsure where they will head towards, which way they will go in Bechira. Because Baruch has a specific nido where he has a tzaddik, and he knows that he will triumph. He will rise to the occasion. Those are the ones that Baruch Hu will give an insight into. Those are the ones he will test. Why is that true? So, for starters, we know Chaim Vlashner says over a famous aside, the reason why the Avos are called Avos, the Shvatim are not called Avos. From a perspective of genealogy, there definitely are Avos. We come from them. Yet, nonetheless, the Avos are only those three. Why is that? Says Chaim Vlashner, because those three, the Avos, imbued within us certain midos. They excelled in certain virtues, they excelled in certain midos. And by virtue of what they succeeded in, it became embedded in our DNA. We have those midas to triumph in the very same challenge they had. For example, he said, throughout the Dairis, we know Klai Yisrael many, 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 many times have been Moshe Nefesh HaKiddush Hashem. We talk about Avraham Avinu. He says, precisely because Avraham Avinu succeeded, being Moshe Nefesh HaKiddush Hashem, to go to the point where he could check the sun, it became part of our DNA that we can look to Amunah and say, if it comes to the question of Sirius Nefesh, we're willing to give up our lives because we had that within us. Yaakov Kamenetsky famously points out that the concept of Munah of the Rechachamim, he says Yitzchak Avinu was told by Avram, time to get shechted. And Yitzchak goes ahead and he obliges. Yitzchak could have turned around to Avram and said, I hear what you're saying, but I want to hear it straight from Kadosh Baruch Hu. He never said he wanted to hear it straight. He took Avram's word for it. Rabbi Kamenetsky says that perhaps that's where the concept of Munah of the Rechachamim became part of our DNA. But Al-Kapadim, various different meters became part of our makeup, simply by the fact that the Avos excelled on it, and they excelled in those things they passed down to us. Every one of those meters the Avos had existed in potential before the Nisyonis. There's a concept of what is potential, and then there's actuality. When you go ahead and you might see something of a pilot, it becomes that much more strong. When someone has potential to be a very strong individual, he goes and exercises, and now he actually is strong. He had the potential all along, he just needed a workout to bring it out. But after working out for a long time, that potential becomes a reality. Because Sparkle presents the others with challenges, specifically because he knows they will rise to the occasion. It's not because of the test of not knowing which way they will go. It's precisely because he knows they will overcome it, and he says, here, you have the potential, bring it out to Kayach. And if you bring that midah to the fullest potential, that will give you the ability to pass it on the Dairi Dairis. Which means for us as well, every time we have a challenge, and we look at the challenges we have in life, sometimes we'll have a challenge and we'll get to, we'll misspell for something, we're working on midahs, and sometimes we don't get to that, we don't see the results. It's kedai to be aware that not only are the results part of the goal, but the challenge itself and rising to the challenge and making ourselves better people through working through the challenge is in itself a virtuous goal. Gani mikash emirat kuzbarich kuzak yisrael fikir lim tarivit shemad ani kapit smashim kayagil tarivyadis.